Well, hey, welcome back to Youth Point Downtime, where we're helping you each and every day use your downtime a little more effectively. In these 4 or 5 minutes that we have together, we hear God's Word, and we use the downtime that we have in each day as we're walking or alone or traveling, and we hear God's Word, and we're encouraged. And I hope you're being encouraged in these few sessions that we've had together. When you're done here, text somebody, call them, let them know how God's been encouraging you, and maybe they can start listening and being encouraged, and they can also hear how God is calling them. As we've been looking at this series on how God is calling you, today we look at the fourth installment. It's Thursday, and I love this day. Today we're going to look at Ruth and how God calls her to be faithful. And let me tell you, God calls you to be faithful. So let me go to Ruth with you. We're going to look at Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, where it reads like this. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." Now, Ruth is one of the great heroines in the Bible. And we first meet her as she and her sister-in-law and her mother-in-law are mourning the loss of their husbands and their sons. They've lost all of their children and lost their husbands. And Ruth has been with her husband's family for less than 10 years in her home country of Moab, where her husband died. And in biblical times, when a woman married, she would live with her husband's family and remain with them till death. But after the death of their husbands, their mother-in-law, Naomi, who was a Jewish woman, had the desire to return to her people in the land of Judah to live with her people. And Naomi told her daughter-in-law that they should return to their families and stay in their home countries. But both of these women, these girls, fought against her at first. But eventually one of them did return to her family. Yet Ruth continued to refuse and eventually answered Naomi's pleas to return to her family with her own promise that she would remain with Naomi and that Naomi's people would be her people and that Naomi's God would be her God. And so she returned to Judah with Naomi, and she lived among Naomi's people, the Jewish people, the God's elect people. Now let me tell you, during this time, Naomi and Ruth needed to eat. And Ruth went to the fields to glean behind the workers. Now this was a lowly job. Gleaning was a job where a person would follow behind the harvesters of the field and pick up anything that was left over. So they would receive the remains of the harvesters. And while she was working, the owner of the field, Boaz, took notice of her. And he had heard of her faithfulness to her mother-in-law and was quite impressed. And so he showed her favor as she had shown favor to her mother-in-law. Now when Naomi heard of this special favor, she told Ruth to stay in Boaz's field and eventually encouraged Ruth to seek after Boaz as her husband, that she would have a new husband and there would be Boaz. Long story short, Ruth gets the man, and the descendants of Ruth and Boaz are King David and eventually Jesus himself, Jesus the Christ. Now think of this for a moment. Ruth did not know that her faithfulness would get her a new husband. She had no idea. And she did not know that her faithfulness would eventually change the entire world through her descendants, King David and even Christ. All Ruth knew was that she was to remain faithful to her family and to her God. What an amazing idea. What an amazing story. Now you will notice that God did not appear to her in a burning bush like he did with Moses, or in a temple like he did with others. God did not come down from heaven and tell Ruth exactly what she was supposed to do, like he hasn't done with us. But Ruth was determined that no matter what, she would be faithful, and God bless her faithfulness. What are you going to do today? What are you to do to be faithful to God? Maybe there is a person in your life that needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ today. And perhaps you decide to be faithful in telling the story of God's love and grace, and that will change that person's life forever. And that spiral effect may even reach to many more people you don't know. Maybe there is a need that should be addressed around you. A family needs clothes, or a child needs a friend, or some homeless person is in need around you. In some ways, you are being called to be faithful in your everyday life, at school, at work, with your parents, at home, and round about you. Keep this in mind today, because remember, the fruit of your faithfulness could eventually change the world. So pray with me that God would give you a faithful heart like He gave Ruth, and that you and I would live our lives wanting to do God's will. Pray with me. Lord, You are faithful. A faithful God who calls us to be faithful and to listen to Your leading. Forgive us for when we fail to follow faithfully after You. And thank You for Your faithfulness as we learn that what it means to be faithful and to be a faithful people willing to do Your will in our lives. Give us the strength to listen and to respond to You when You desire our faithfulness to be lived out in actions in our own lives. Help us today. We love You. We thank You.